So we've reached point three on our walk now, and we're standing next to this memorial that was presented by the United States Army in recognition of the people who'd left their homes so that the US Army could come and practice here for the D-Day landings.
That's right, yes, in November 43, the people from six villages around here, about a sort of 6 mile radius, were told to move out of their homes so that they could use it to practice for Normandy. And the reason was that this beach shows a remarkable similarity to one of the Normandy beaches, to Utah Beach. In Normandy, the beach had been flooded, the behind the beach was flooded by the Germans, and here you've got the lake behind the beach, so it looks just like the landing beach.
So what were they doing here?
Well, it was the American Army carrying out a full-scale invasion exercise with landing craft and tanks and coming out from landing from Line Bay. From about 10 miles out, they brought their landing craft carrying tanks and personnel and guns and things in and attacked the shore. And the shore was defended and it was live ammunition was used.
So was the exercise a success?
Well, no, it was a disaster, actually. There were about 750 American soldiers were killed here.
Right.
And what happened was the landing craft was spotted by German torpedo boats who torpedoed two of them, I think two or three of them, and the poor soldiers were, you know, in the water and most of them drowned. There were all sorts of other problems. They did find out lots of things from it. Lots of valuable lessons were learned. One of which was you don't put your life jacket on upside down. Some of them apparently had fitted their life jacket wrongly and floated face down in the water, which is not a good idea.
And even at the best time of the year, this sea's still pretty cold here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, you wouldn't last in that sea for longer than about an hour or so. You'd be frozen to death after that.
Did it effectively prepare them for the D-Day landings?
I think they learnt a lot from it.
Yeah.
About cooperation and about using the right radio frequency. The boats couldn't communicate with shore and the shore couldn't communicate. You know, there was all sorts of problems that they found out about. It was a good practice. But what's ironic is that the beach they were practicing for, Utah Beach, far fewer people died there than died in the practice here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, literally about a tenth of the numbers died on the actual beach. Compared with here.
And the memorial here is actually to the locals who were moved out rather than the Americans who sort of moved in. I mean, what kind of size of area are we talking about of clearing for this exercise?
It's about 30,000 acres of land was evacuated, and the people were moved all over the country to North Devon and away to families and friends. And a lot of them never came back. A lot returned. They were given no compensation unless they were farmers. So if your house was destroyed by a shell or something, you know.
Yeah.
The farmers were compensated for livestock and loss of earnings and things, but nobody else.
And did they manage to move back in quite soon after D-Day?
I think fairly soon afterwards people started coming back. Once they'd cleared the shells and exploded bombs and things, which they still find nowadays. I was talking to a farmer who... when they were digging fence posts, they found a shell and had to be exploded, taken away. And I found bits of shrapnel along this coast and a bullet from a rifle.
So you can find bullets and bits of shrapnel and dog tags. So can we go have a look today, see if we can find them?
Well, we can look while we're walking. It's always best to keep your eyes open. I've only ever found one down here. The best time of year is after the storms, I was told, if you come here in February and it's the weather's been bad, it clears away the shingle and sometimes you get things exposed. But it's worth looking out.
It's a very calm day though, so maybe we won't find anything.
If you look along the tide, along the strand line, and see what there is
there.
There's all sorts of flotsam and jetsam. We're going to walk from the monument. We're going to take a slight detour up the road to Slapton Village, just about 100 yards up the road to Slapton Village, and have a look at the lake from the bridge.